The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any of the children to come on forward.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And here they're coming. How are you? Good. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have a word which is also a name that I want to teach you today. And the word which is also a name is Emmanuel. You ever known anybody with that name?
Not many of us do, all right?
Have you heard that word or that name before?
We read it twice this morning. Mr. Mullen read it once from the Old Testament, and I just got done reading it in the Gospel.
Emmanuel, all right? If you're reading it from the Old Testament, it's spelled with an I. And if you're reading it from the New Testament, it's spelled with an E. But both words mean the same thing. It means God is with us. See, that's what we're celebrating here in Advent. That's what we're going to be celebrating at Christmas this weekend. Yes, that's exactly it. Precisely. God is with us. God is with us in the baptismal font. God is with us when we come to the altar. God is with us in all of the people around us. God is with us when he comes as a baby on Christmas. God is with us every single day. That's the promise we hear today from the prophet Isaiah, as well as from Matthew, the gospel writer. The promise is God is with us. And it's not, God might be if you behave yourself, young lady. And it's not, God used to be, but we're not so sure anymore. God is with us. You can hold that close. You can count on that. You can take that to the bank. God is with us, all of us, so that when we walk from here, God is with us. When we get to our house, God is with us. When you're at school, God is with us. When you're at the store, God is with us. Wherever you are, God is with us. And that is something to celebrate. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for being with us. Fill our hearts with your love and inspire us to bring that love to all the people around us, for we know that you are with us all the time. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.